Juan Pablo Spinetto in our Sao Paulo bureau. Thanks again, Juan. Some perspective. This is quite a comeback. Lula was in jail 3 years ago on corruption charges.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, less than 3 years ago, he was still in jail. So if we talk about perspective, this is probably one of the greatest political comebacks I saw in my life, right?
Yes.
If we recap a little bit, Lula was president for 8 years at the beginning of the century. He was one of the most popular politicians on earth. At some point when Barack Obama was president, he called him the guy, right? The most important and most popular president. But then a series of corruption scandals and the bad administration of his appointed successor, Dilma Rousseff, ended up in impeachment of that president and a big loss of credibility by Lula in the eyes of millions of Brazilians, right? We were talking earlier about how tight this election was. And, you know, a big part of the rejection of Lula has to do with that scandal. Still, for a lot of Brazilians, he is still a corrupt politician. So, he was left out of that conviction on presidial on a presidential decision, and then that allowed him to run this year. So clearly, from prison 3 years ago to president is quite a comeback.
Yeah, and the country now, whiplash of political philosophy from his liberal platforms to the last 4 years of Bolsonaro with very conservative. He has a whole agenda of more liberal agenda again. Is he realistically, with a makeup of the Congress there, going to be able to get that done?
We need to start by saying that Lula himself is a very practical politician. That's what he showed in his 8 years in power and also in this race. I mean, the first thing he did, even before announcing officially that he will be candidate, was calling his old foe, his old enemy, Geraldo Alckmin, who he beat in elections, to be his running mate. And this guy is a center-right politician that joined him as a running mate. So he created this big coalition. His party, his own party, the PT, the Workers' Party, is much more radical than himself. And clearly there is not a lot of space, as you say, to go with that radical agenda. Bolsonaro has very strong support at the Senate and at the lower house, and allies of the president govern the three largest districts of the country, Sao Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and Minas Gerais. So that will make of Lula, he will have to have a lot of flexibility and political capacity to negotiate with the opposition.
Yeah. Okay, Juan. Thank you so much for your perspective. Really appreciate it. It is an amazing day in Brazil and the globe. Juan Pablo Spinetto in our Sao Paulo bureau. And again, we'll be waiting to see what the reaction is from Jair Bolsonaro, whether he accepts the loss.